Nigerian accused of murdering Mackenzie Luke came to U.S. on student visa. By John Binder on June 30, 2019. A Nigerian native accused of murdering 23-year-old University of Utah student Mackenzie Luke first arrived in the United States on a student visa, Breitbart News has learned. Nigerian native Viola Adisa Ajayi, 31 years old, was charged this week with allegedly murdering Mackenzie Luke in Salt Lake City, Utah. On June 17, after she had just returned from California where she attended her grandmother's funeral. Police said Ajayi and Luke had been texting the day before Luke went missing, and neighbors reported that Ajayi had created a burn pile in his backyard on June 17 and June 18. When investigators searched Ajayi's home and conducted an excavation in his backyard, they found human tissue from Luke and multiple personal items from Luke. Ajayi has now been charged with aggravated murder, aggravated kidnapping, and desecration of a body. A law enforcement official confirmed to Breitbart News that Ajayi first entered the U.S. from Nigeria on July 16, 2009, on a student visa, known by federal immigration officials as an F-1 visa. University officials have told the media that Ajayi, though attending the University of Utah between 2009 and 2017, never got a degree. After remaining in the country on the F-1 visa, Ajayi adjusted his status to become a lawful permanent resident, otherwise known as a green card holder, in 2014 after marrying an American citizen. Sometime after adjusting his immigration status, Ajayi applied to become a naturalized U.S. citizen by claiming he served in the American military between September 30, 2015, and August 20, 2015. However, records show Ajayi never submitted any evidence to support his claim of military service. The Salt Lake Tribune reported that Ajayi has no previous criminal history, although police did investigate a rape accusation against him in 2014 but did not continue the investigation after the alleged victim told police she did not want to press charges. Ajayi was only married to his ex-wife between 2011 and 2017 before the two separated and eventually divorced. It was that marriage to his wife that allowed Ajayi to become a green card holder in the U.S. A judge has ordered that Ajayi be held without bail. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart, Texas. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.